In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So, greetings, brothers and sisters, on this Sunday of the Holy Fathers. And every year this gospel is read that lists the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, the Holy Fathers who established all these divine services that we have and chose these gospels for every Sunday had a deliberate purpose and something in each gospel reading that's important for us to learn about. And as we prepare for the coming nativity of Christ, you know, this coming week, we are very much like those ancestors of Christ who also waited with faith and hope for Christ's coming. Archbishop Andrew Remarenko relates this to the original fall of our ancestors, Adam and Eve, and that all of these ancestors of Christ and all mankind were waiting for the coming of our Savior who would restore our fallen nature and unite us to God in His heavenly kingdom. And yet, while many of these ancestors were righteous people, you know, prophets and priests and very righteous people, many of them were also very great sinners, which is an interesting thing. So they were literally the great, 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 you know, etc., grandparents and grandmothers of Jesus. Actually, the genealogy is traced from Joseph's lineage. It was not the custom of the Jewish people at that time to list the descendants of on the woman's side, but rather on the man's side. But the fact is, Mary was a kinsman of Joseph, and so was also basically had the same ancestors he did. So that's why they listed it that way. So here, this lineage that Christ comes from through his mother included, you know, righteous people and great sinners. But the important thing is that these sinners repented. Like, for example, King David, you know, he basically committed murder and adultery, but then he repented and God forgave him. And so because of their repentance, they were made worthy of the kingdom of heaven. And so our Lord, in taking on our human nature and flesh, did not disdain to be amongst sinners, even in his ancestral tree. In fact, in a way, it was really deliberate. You know, I mean, he could have, I suppose, by God's providence, only come from righteous people, and the sinners, the heck with them, you know. But see, we're all part of this. And so that's what's important about this genealogy is that all these people are really kind of witnesses. They all kind of play their part in the coming of Christ, whether they're righteous or sinners. And we're, you know, we find ourselves, sometimes we have good things and we're somewhat righteous, and other times, you know, we make mistakes and we fall. And so that's our life, and that's all these ancestors were like that. And this is good news for us because, you know, obviously if God was only going to be with the righteous, then of course what hope would any of us have, you know? But we in these last days are now waiting for the second coming of Christ, when he will wipe evil from the face of the earth and establish his kingdom forever. So in a sense, it's as it says in the Synaxarian, we're continuing in this link. These are like links in a chain, as it were, and we're the links now. You know, so it's a big responsibility, but what are you going to do? Until that day comes, we also have to deal with the here and now, and so the Holy Church gives us all that we need to prepare for the coming of Christ, which none of us really knows when that will be. We can taste of his heavenly kingdom and be united with him right now by partaking of the holy mysteries of his body and blood in the sacrament of communion. And, of course, we're called to pray and to fast and to do good works and confess our sins and all that the Church offers us in order to prepare ourselves to enter into that holy sacrament worthily. St. Paul says of these ancestors of Christ in the epistle today that they without us should not be made perfect. So they too are part of Christ's holy body, his holy church, both in heaven and on earth. In other words, we are not alone in this. You know, even though it seems like sometimes we look around and we see the world and there's a lot of evil and, you know, mischief going on, and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of support for us to be good Christians. You know, we don't have a lot of help necessarily. We feel a bit alone at times. But that's exactly how these ancestors of Christ also felt, because they were really, literally strangers in the world. Recently we celebrated the feast of St. Herman of Alaska, and once he was asked this question, how he could stand being alone and in isolation, living as he did on Spruce Island, which is one of the most remote places in the world. And he replied, "How can I be lonely? I have God and his holy saints and angels with me always." So that's a great consolation for us, even though sometimes, you know, we don't feel the earthly consolation, but then we come to church or we pray and we feel God's grace, and that's our heavenly consolation. We are part of a heavenly community of those who love God, and while this temporal life is fleeting and quickly passes away, one day we hope to be united with all of these ancestors of Christ and all those who believe in him for all eternity in the kingdom of heaven. So our earthly church is really meant to be a reflection of the heavenly church. And so when we come together and pray, the heavenly church converges, you know, it intersects with the earthly church. So even the angels are praying with us during the Holy Communion. We invoke them, and the saints are with us even right now, even though we don't see them with our bodily eyes, but nevertheless they're with us. So let us look forward with hope and faith to Christ's holy nativity when he will be born, as it were, within the manger of our hearts. And let us make ready by offering him a place in our life, in our minds and hearts. And let us be united to Christ through his holy birth. Glory be to our God.